This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Bands of very heavy snow continue to roll over the I-70 mountain corridor tonight. Forecasters say snowfall rates from 2 to 3 inches per hour are possible during squalls, causing very hazardous travel conditions. CDOT, meanwhile, says I-70 eastbound remains closed at Frisco for safety concerns, and CDOT cameras show poor to extremely poor travel conditions across nearly the entire mountain corridor, from Avon to Floyd Hill. COTrip.org is the place to go for the latest travel advisories. Along the Front Range, be prepared for frigid temperatures when you wake up tomorrow morning, with lows overnight in the single digits and highs in Denver around 18 tomorrow, 20 degrees in Boulder. For a brief moment last week, Denver's Wellington E. Webb Municipal Building was the most romantic place in Colorado. Denverites Paolo Schulzeda.
By the power and authority invested in me by the great state of Colorado, I hereby announce you husband and wife. You may kiss your bride.
Surrounded by their godkids, Lavanya and Allison Sparks tied the knot. Though a joyful occasion, Lavanya Sparks said the reason was far more somber.
To be honest, we didn't know if same-sex marriage would get, banned.
The Sparks were among dozens of couples getting married during the Denver Clerk and Recorder's Office's annual marriage marathon. The office said dozens of couples came out to get hitched Friday. Many cited a nationwide pattern of conservatives targeting queer communities as a reason to do so. A few weeks ago, Idaho state lawmakers passed a resolution asking the Supreme Court to overturn Overfell v. Hodges, the 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in the U.S.